it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Olinger on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Mr. Motorsport himself, Wade O, very good morning to you, mate. How are you this morning?
Morning, Matt. Man, what an amazing week it's been with the announcement of Holden, mate.
It certainly has, mate. A big shock. To a lot of Australians would have thought, but yeah, what do you do, mate? It's the way of the world, unfortunately. We've got plenty to cover this morning. February 21, Dick says Camaro versus Mustang, future of supercars, you reckon?
Yeah, Dick Johnson's come out in the light of the big Holden announcement saying they're going to withdraw, saying that the Camaro, the Chevy Camaro, needs to be the new Commodore in that battle because you've got the Mustangs for the Ford. Well, Dick's come out and said, well, surely it's a natural progression that the Chevy Camaro battle versus the Mustang is what needs to happen. Roland Dane has come out saying he's going to meet with General Motors as yet because their relationship goes on till 2021. Now, you can't imagine that Holden is going to stick by a sponsorship into 2021 when they're shutting down the whole company in terms of Australian, you know, manufacture in 2020. It's a really bizarre set of circumstances. But old Dick has come out and said it's got to be Mustang versus Camaro, and maybe he's right.
Daniel Ricciardo has paid tribute to the great Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he's got a really new cool helmet. It's purple, and it's got Mamba mentality on the back, which is a big play on the whole Black Mamba nickname. Basically has a KB24 on one side. He's playing number with the Lakers, and also the KB8 on the other. So kind of remarkable. How many people have been affected by Kobe Bryant's passing? I certainly didn't know that Daniel Ricciardo was a big fan, but he is, and his helmet looks very cool.
Ryan Newman's a very, very lucky man. He survived that horrific Daytona 500 crash. Amazing.
Oh, what a wreck. You know what's even more scary is that the car didn't get into the crowd. Like, thank goodness we've never had a NASCAR go into the crowd. If you Google it, Ryan Newman Daytona crash, it is unbelievable to think that the guy is still alive. He was turned around by another driver in Ryan Blaney and then hit by several cars in the field, right flush in the roll cage, flipped the car high into the air, went across the line in flames upside down, got placed ninth for it, went to hospital. There was a lot of fear about, you know, whether he was going to make it through the night and all that sort of stuff. And he's walked out of hospital yesterday with his two daughters, which is tremendous news. My goodness, they go fast at Daytona.
Good news, the triple world champion Jason Crump is racing in Europe again.
Yeah, if people didn't know that this was half a chance, you'd be pretty shocked because he retired incredibly like 8 years ago. Back in 2012, Crumpy pulled the pin on riding internationally, and now he's been signed with the Ipswich Witches, which is going to come up pretty huge alongside Nicky Peterson, who's his arch rival, who's going to ride with the Sheffield Tigers. So it's a huge signing for the sport in the UK. Lately, sort of Poland gets a lot of the big news, but this is massive for Speedway in the UK. So Crumpy is back, the triple world champ, and I believe he's shed 10 kilos. He's very fired up about it all, and he's heading to England. That's cool.
Speedway action, February 29 in Mildura.
Yeah, going to be massive. If you're a fan of three or four-wheel fans of Speedway, on the 29th, so next weekend, you've got the All-Stars 360 Sprint Cars Final and the always impressive Paige McCarthy Beard Street Stock Memorial, plus mod sedans and junior sedans at B&S Earthworks, Timmer Speedway, and then sidecars. You're getting into a phase now where we're going to see some of the greatest sidecar riders in Australia over the next few weeks. You've got the Sidecar Masters, you've got Monson, Gatesy, Hancock, plus Headland, Harrison and Cohen and all the gang. Thanks to Kumiala Club and KPR Panel Refinishes. Go 7 to 5 racing from 7:30 on the Saturday. So as always, a massive week coming up for Speedway in the Sunraysia, Matt.
Certainly is, mate. Super Loop 500 in Adelaide this weekend. Of course, Race Your Mates, which is happening tomorrow at the Sunset Drag Strip. So cruise down and check that out. Kicks off at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Always good to catch up with you, Wade-O. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll catch up again next week.